I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Evening News for Thursday, December 29. Coming up, government tackling case backlog issue. University Hospital of the West Indies acquires over $800 million worth of equipment. Mandela Highway bus lane to return in January. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area. Take a power nap and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. The government is taking steps to accurately determine the case backlog in courts across the island. Director of the Justice Reform Implementation Unit, Althea McBean, says since the middle of the year, a statistical system has been implemented in major courts to help quantify and track the number of cases over a specific number of years. Ms. McBean says the Court of Appeal and all parish courts have been equipped with a statistical case management system. Implementation at the Supreme Court is still in progress.
A sustained project has been in stream since July of this year to quantify or to log the cases on an ongoing basis as they come into the system and track them throughout the proceedings. So we'll know the disposal rate, the current number of cases at any given time in any court, how long they have been on the list, how many mention dates have been set, etc., so that we can would know the disposal rates.
Ms. McBean was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. She says the new system is expected to provide an accurate assessment of the status of court cases, which will allow the government, the court management, and the Chief Justice to allocate resources accordingly. Board Chairman, University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, James Moss Solomon, says the institution has invested more than $800 million in the acquisition of equipment in 2016. He is lauding the Ministry of Health for its support in assisting the hospital to acquire the necessary tools to improve service delivery.
We have nothing but support from the Ministry of Health. Where there used to be delays, these delays are being sorted out very, very quickly. And it is allowing us to put in equipment that maybe would have taken us years to have that done.
Mr. Moss Solomon was speaking at the recent launch of a project to extend surgery hours at the University Hospital. The project is part of initiatives to reduce waiting time at the health facility, with surgery hours now scheduled to end at 10 p.m. instead of 4:30 p.m. Surgical procedures proposed for delivery through the initiative include uterine fibroids, hernias, hemorrhoids, prostate disease, gallstones, as well as colorectal procedures. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will resume the use of the bus lane on the Mandela Highway when school reopens in January. The bus lane was suspended during the Christmas holidays. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Reginald Allen, says the lane is expected to be opened until April next year in light of the ongoing Mandela Highway expansion project.
The ongoing work there should have progressed to a point where it is not feasible, or it will not be feasible for the use of the bus lane between then and the completion of the work there. So we are guided by their outline, and we will use it as long as we are allowed to.
Work on the Mandela Highway will see the roadway being expanded to six lanes. In the meantime, for 2017, the JUTC says it's aiming to increase fleet turnout next year to provide improved service for commuting Jamaicans. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Reginald Allen, says the acquisition of 35 new buses in September this year will support these efforts. He says acquiring spare parts is a major challenge for the state-run bus company.
The new management has worked tooth and nail to resolve those issues in terms of the funding and the acquisition of the necessary spare parts, which are coming in large numbers now. So we anticipate a gradual but significant expansion of growth in our fleet numbers over the next few weeks and months, and during which time we anticipate getting back to our normal budgeted numbers.
The JUTC currently has a fleet of 500 buses operating within the Kingston Metropolitan Transit Region, KMTR, Spanish Town, and Portmore, St. Catherine. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.